Unit 2, Lesson 4, Reading. Conservation, an urgent need. سورة هنا لغابة وكأن فيها إيش تحطيم وتدمير. Millions of animal and plant species face extinction. How could this happen? Scientists still do not know exactly how many animal and plant species exist on our planet. They guess that there may be between 5 million and 30 million. Only 1.7 million of them have been identified and described. In January 1989, the director of a famous botanical garden in the USA predicted that during the next 30 years, man will cause an extinction of an average of 100 animal and plant species every day. This is a yearly average of about 36,500 species. If extinctions continue at this rate, there may be almost no animals or plants on this planet by the year 2200 AD. There are several reasons for this. One is that man often hunts and fishes too efficiently nowadays. For example, fishermen hunt whales from factory ships and hunters of elephants and rhinoceroses have even used helicopters and machine guns. As a result, these animals are all in danger of disappearing. Another reason is pollution of the environment. Animals need a clean environment, but we have been polluting the rivers, seas, and land for over 150 years. However, the main cause of these extinctions is deforestation in the tropics. Tropical forests cover only 7% of the Earth's surface, but they are the home of between 50 to 80% of the Earth's species. Many tropical countries are cutting down their forests very quickly. They are doing this in order to create more land for agriculture. Page 21. We continue. They also need the wood for fuel and for building. However, they are killing trees and plants, and at the same time destroying the homes of many animals. This is a big problem in South America, in parts of Africa, and in some Asian countries such as the Philippines. Sometimes man means to do something good, but he damages his environment by mistake. An example of this comes from South America. There used to be a bird which was found in only one place in the world, near a lake in Guatemala. One day, scientists decided to introduce a new species of fish into the lake as food for humans. The new fish ate the bird's food sources, and by 1987, these birds had all been made extinct. It is not just the elephants. Most people know that elephants, tigers, and rhinoceroses are endangered. However, millions of small and little known species are also threatened with extinction. Insects and plants are especially vulnerable as their forest homes are destroyed. We must not forget that each of these species depends on many others for its survival. When one disappears, others may lose an important source of food. Moreover, man can learn from plants and insects and use them to improve his own life on this planet. Wild plants, for example, contain substances that can be used to make medicine as well as natural fertilizers and pesticides. Is there a solution? What can be done about the problem? We cannot reintroduce the species which have already disappeared. However, it may not be too late to start protecting some of the creatures and plants which are still with us, but which are endangered. All over the world, conservation is an urgent need. Page 22, Lesson 4, Reading. Read the following statements about the passage. Put T, true, or F, false, and the line number. Write out a correct statement if you put F. Number 1. There are about 1.7 million animal and plant species on our planet. True or false? And mention the line. Number 2. Man is causing the extinction of about 36,500 species every 10 years. Number 3. Hunting for whales is an example of hunting which is too efficient. 4. The main reason why many animals are becoming extinct is pollution. Number 5. One reason for deforestation is that people want wood for fuel. 6. Fertilizers and pesticides can be made from wild plants. 7. One answer to the problem is to reintroduce species which have already disappeared.